From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Israel and Jordan have agreed on specific steps to reduce tensions that have led to violent clashes in Jerusalem's holy sites, sacred to both Jews and Muslims. Specifically, Kerry said there is general agreement on a plan for around-the-clock video monitoring of the holy site known to Muslims as Haram al-Sharif and to Jews as the Temple Mount. Kerry also said he relayed Israel's pledge that it has no intention of changing the status of the site, which is shared by representatives of both religious groups and the Jordanian and Israeli governments.
Israel will continue to enforce its longstanding policy on religious worship. Religious worship at the Temple Mount, Haram al-Sharif, including the fundamental fact that it is Muslims who pray on the Temple Mount, Haram al-Sharif, and non-Muslims who visit.
Kerry said Israel reaffirms Jordan's historic role as custodian of the site. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow wants Syria to prepare for parliamentary and presidential elections, and he indicated that his government will take firm action to move that process forward. Speaking on Russian state television Saturday, Lavrov said the Kremlin is intensifying its drive to convert its increased clout with Damascus into a political settlement. Reacting to Lavrov's statement, the Free Syrian Army rebel fighters said that Russia must stop bombing them before talking about helping them. Four women suicide bombers blew themselves up near the city of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria on Saturday after guards challenged them and tried to search them. From Washington, you are listening to VOA News. Tanzanians head to the polls Sunday, and voters will determine whether to keep the ruling CCM party in power or if they will instead choose the opposition party, Kadima. As VOA's Jill Craig reports, the party that appeals to Tanzania's youth might have an advantage.
Tanzania's Minister of Works, John Magufuli, is the presidential candidate for longtime ruling party CCM. Opposition party Chadema selected former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa as its candidate. In Tanzania, the opposition has waited a long time for its chance at the presidency. In the past four elections since the country's return to multi-party politics in 1992, CCM has always prevailed. According to the World Bank, Tanzania's population between the ages of 14 and 25 years old almost doubled in 20 years. It is expected to increase to 11 million by 2020, numbers that should be of great interest to Tanzania's politicians, regardless of political party. Jill Craig, VOA News, Dar es Salaam.
Pope Francis appeared on Saturday to criticize ultra-conservatives after bishops ended a three-week gathering that softened the church's doctrine on divorcees but maintained its strict line towards homosexuals. In a speech at the synod, the pope said church leaders should confront difficult issues, quote, fearlessly, without burying our heads in the sand. Maldives police have arrested Vice President Ahmed Adib and charged him with high treason on suspicion that he's linked to last month's assassination attempt against President Abdullah Yameen. President Yameen was not harmed in the September 28th blast on his boat, but his wife and two others were wounded. Hurricane Patricia came ashore as the strongest storm ever in the Western Hemisphere on Friday. Now inland over northern Mexico, it slowed to a Category 1 storm with sustained winds of about 55 kilometers per hour, bringing heavy rainfall and causing some floods and mudslides. There have been no reports of fatalities, serious injuries, or major damage in the area where Patricia made landfall Friday as a powerful Category 5 storm. In Bangladesh, the Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility for a series of blasts Saturday at a religious procession attended by thousands of Shiite Muslims in the capital. One boy was killed and dozens of other people wounded during the attack in Dhaka, where worshippers were gathered to mark the annual festival of Ashura, a sacred occasion for Shiites. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. For more, log on to voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.